So,
how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I mean, you are considered a top 10 pick for a guy who a year ago you weren't even sure you were going to be starting at Ohio State. What's it been like?
It's just a blessing, you know, to be in the position I'm in today because, you know, I didn't even know if I was going to play or not, if I was going to be healthy enough to play. So, you know, it's just a blessing just to be here right now.
At what point did you realize that, first of all, you were going to be healthy, and then secondly, you could get to this point?
After camp is where I felt most comfortable with where I was at because, you know, I made it through a whole camp. The previous 2 years, I didn't make it through 3 days of practice. So, you know, just to make it through the whole camp, I knew I had good hopes of a good season.
Is that luck or is something, are you doing something with your hamstrings?
Just doing something different. It's not luck at all. It's just, you know, I did yoga, did extra strengthening exercises, stretching, all that. So it's no luck, you know.
How much were you asked about, you know, that process and what you've been doing in your interviews?
About my hamstrings?
Yeah.
They asked me that. That's the first thing they asked me, you know, how are my hamstrings? Just tell them about my hamstring situation. But I'm 100% fine right now.
Are you annoyed yet getting asked about it?
I mean, I knew it was going to come up, so I'm not annoyed. I'm just enjoying the process right now. That was a key part of it, I feel like. Stretching, just, yep.
Do you still do it?
Not right now. I don't have time to do yoga, but I'm going to get back to it, like, when I'm done with this, going back to Ohio State and probably getting, you know, a little yoga program.
Can any Buckeyes touch that 4-3-1 that Curtis put up yesterday?
We're going to see, man. Curtis fast.
Raekwon said you were going to get there, probably.
We're going to see.
Have you talked to Jets?
The Jets? No, not yet. I talked to them today.
You are talking.
Yeah.
Do you, where do you kind of look at sort of the history of the Ohio State quarterbacks kind of before you, but particularly Eli Apple, is he somebody you're still friendly with or you watched it all this year?
I mean, I played with Eli, so, you know, I learned a lot from him, and learned a lot from, you know, Bradley Roby that came. I wasn't there when he was there, so, you know, I just talked to him, asked him about the certain things, certain techniques, and, you know, they give me feedback all the time. So, I look at, even with Garyon, you know, because he started a year before I even, you know, started. So, I mean, I look at all of them for help.
Marshawn, do you ever think back, you know, while you're in a place like this and think about the practices you had at Mount Taylor Field in Glenville and Cleveland and how quickly you kind of just went from being a kid who was practicing at Glenville to being on this stage here today?
Yeah, I just talked about that with some of my friends. Like, time is flying, you know. It felt like 2 weeks in a month now, you know, just how fast the time is going. But, you know, I'm here and I'm ready for it now. So, I mean, this is my dream to get here, and I'm here, so I had to prove myself.
In Glenville, you guys always talk about having the do it for the next person,
right?
You know, being, have you had time to reflect on the idea that you are the next person now from Glenville who is probably going to be taken in the top first round of the draft?
Not yet. I haven't reflected on it yet. When that time comes, that's when, you know, I kind of reflect on it. Right now, I'm just going through the process. It's a lot of talent here, you know, from top to bottom. A team is going to get a great player in the fourth round, just as well as they would get one in the first round. So it's a deep draft, and I'm honored to be, you know, considered one of the top cornerbacks in the draft. And just coming from where I came from, you know, it's a blessing. I mean, of course, everybody going to say they feel like the best, and I feel like I'm the best. So.
Can you just comment on that?
They really didn't influence me. You know, I really spoke with my parents a lot about it. So it's really my parents who influenced me. And I wanted to go to Ohio State since I was a young kid. So, no, it was kind of an easy choice.
We're in the room. It's supposed to be DBU. That's your motto. You've got you. You've got Malik, who's going to be the first rounder, possibly Garyon. What is it about you guys that is making the DBU come be a reality?
Making plays, you know, doing what we do, doing it to the tomorrow. And, you know, we are very great friends, you know, all of us, everybody on the team, really. You know, it's a tight group, but, you know, we just play together and play off each other's energy. So, I mean, that's why I feel like we've been doing the best we did this past year.
Ohio State's lost a lot of talent, obviously. Bill just mentioned.
Yeah, that's what they said last year, though, like in 2015, going to the 2016 season, we lost a lot of talent, and we proved ourselves once again. So I feel like it's not going to be a drop-off in talent.
Who are the guys that are in that room right now? Obviously, there's a few five-star freshmen in the defensive back room that you might not know that well, but who are some guys that you think might be ready to step in?
Denzel, Damon Arnett, Josh Norwood, all of them guys right there is ready, I feel like.
What other kinds of questions have you been asked consistently? What's been some of the common things besides just your hamstrings? What kind of things do you want to know?
That's really what it was, my hamstrings. They just want to know about my hamstrings.
When you entered last season at Ohio State, did you have in your brain at all any kind of thought that you could be a top five pick in the NFL? I mean, you hadn't even really played yet. And here you are.
I mean, I got the confidence, you know, that I'm one of the best. But I had to get healthy enough to show that I'm one of the best. And that's all I did this year.
What was it like when you didn't know if you were going to be healthy enough to really play?
It was frustrating, you know. But you know, I talked to all the coaches, you know, telling me, you know, I have a bright future. So just stick with it. And I talked to my parents a lot about it. You know, they always keep me up, make me laugh, you know, just get me off of being hurt or injured or whatever.
What'd you do with all that time? Learn on the field?
Just getting better. And film work. Just better mentally and physically.
Was there a time you heard Coach Meyer for years talk about how prepared you would be for this level? Now that you've kind of come out, you feel like that was true?
Yes, I feel like it was true. You know, at Ohio State, they prepare you the best, I feel like. You know, we perform, you know, in college, and then we perform in the league. So, you know, trying to be me, Gary, all eight players in the draft is trying to continue that.
Marshawn, have you talked to Ted?
Just going through meeting the team, et cetera. You've probably been coached up by all the guys who've been through it. Is it nerve-wracking or no?
You have to enjoy you here for a reason, you know. It just comes with it, you know, all of the interviews and stuff. So you can't look at it as nerve-wracking. You're blessed to be here. There's a million people that wish they were here, too. So,
How much did the NFL medical staff, team's medical staff, poke and prod at that hamstring? They just do everything to it?
Yeah, I actually had to get an MRI for my hamstring. Even though it happened all the way in 2014, they still want to see if there's anything wrong with it. So.
Is it both hamstrings or just one?
My hamstrings are fine right now, but I had to get an MRI on the one I tore in 2014.
Any thoughts if it is the Jets? You know, there's a couple of mock drafts have them taking you. They took it Ohio State by the first round last year. You obviously have a need. Any thoughts?
I'm just blessed to be here, man. Any team that picked me, I'm going to go in there and do my best. So, whichever team, you know.
Is there advice from a former Buckeye?
Just do what you do. You know, you have the talent to be here. Just go in there and try to be the best at everything you do. You know, don't go in there with less confidence than you would if you're at Ohio State. Just go in there and just be yourself.
Anybody you've been talking to more than
Eli, because he just been through it, you know, last year, and I was out there playing with him 2015. So, you know, we're close friends, so I've just been looking at him for pointers and just things like that.
Speaking of close friends, you came to Ohio State with Eric Smith, mm-hmm. and he's somebody that, you know, came in a lot like you with a lot of people that getting a really good future. Obviously, he's had some injuries kind of the way that you did. Do you kind of feel like he is in a good spot right now, and could he potentially be a breakout player in Ohio State?
Of course. I feel like next year you might see him up here. You know, I feel like because he's that type of player, and I have confidence that he would do well this season.
What did you think of the year Eli Apple had?
So what?
What did you think of the year Eli had?
Oh, I think he had a good year. You know, anybody can be better at what they do, but he had a great year for a rookie.
Was there any specific advice he gave you that you really held on to?
Just go at this process. You know, the interviews, that's just like, you know, going out and doing drills. So it's just as important. Just as important, so I just took that and ran with it, and I've been thinking about it every interview. You know, got to be in there and do my best.
What is it about the way you play the game that you're telling as you sit down with these teams that you're trying to impress upon them?
So,
what is it about how you play the game at the high level that you have? But what are you trying to impress upon these teams when you are talking to them?
Just me talking to them or what I do on the field?
Both.
Just talking to them that I'm confident in what I do and I know what I'm doing. You know, they always talk about, you know, only have 1 year of experience. So I had to make sure I know what I'm doing and you know, just telling them, you know, specific things about our schemes and just things like that. And on the field, just so that I'm fluid in what I do.
Marshawn, all year you said throughout the season that you weren't thinking about the NFL and you weren't quite sure about how your future was going to be. But every now and then you would sprinkle in some retweets on your timeline of people saying that you were a top five pick potentially. But are you surprised at all at this moment that that's where you're projected to go?
I feel like I did the work to be one of the top players in the draft. But, I'm just excited. You know, it's more excitement than a surprise.
What do you think it is about your game or your ability that has enabled you to get to that point?
Just going out there being physical, being very versatile, and just going out there and playing, man, with a great passion. I feel like that's what helped me be great this year.
When you were trying to make it back and it was frustrating, what kept you going? What kept you motivated?
Just knowing where I came from. That just really motivated me the most, you know, knowing that I don't want to go back there and I have to do it for somebody more than me, like my mother, my whole family, period. So just knowing that I had to do it for just somebody other than me, that's what motivated me.
You guys went to run out of Bradley and Randy, and I think people thought Garrett was
I feel like if anybody overlooked Guerrion, they're going to regret it, you know. He's a great player. I learned from Guerrion. So, I mean, I don't know why he's being overlooked, but whoever gets him is going to get a great player.
Do